I guess Peter Pan was right. Growing up's a waste of time. So I think I'll fly away. Set a course for bright.
本期节目为大家带来的是可有4559-5795推荐点播的这一首 Peter Pan was right。 各位好，这里是可可英语的听歌学英语频道，我是 Linda。Peter Pan 是童话故事当中永远也不会长大的小男孩，他也代表着我们的童年。每个成年人心中呀，其实都有一个 Peter Pan。长大是痛苦的，正如 Anson Seabra 这首歌里唱的那样 ：Peter Pan was right, growing up's a waste of time. I'm the same kid, but I'm grown now. Try to make it out, but I don't know how.有网友评价说，这首歌唱出了很多人的心声，那就是成年人的世界有太多迷茫和痛苦，如果可以，真想做个永远也不用长大的小孩。一起来听歌吧， Peter Pan was right， 送给大家。
I guess Peter Pan was right. Growing up's a waste of time. So I think I'll fly away. Set a course for brighter days. Find the second star I'm sawThen straight into the morning, I know that I'll be fine. Son of Peter Pan was right. Just a lost boy in a small town. I'm the same kid, but I'm grown now. Try to make it out, but I don't know how. Wish that I was young, what am I become? Now it's late night and I'm at home. So I make friends with the shadow, and I blame all my sad, sad songsWe don't talk, but it seems so long. Like, ooh, fairy tales are not the truth. What am I supposed to do? I guess Peter Pan was right. Growing up's a waste of time. So I think I'll fly away. Set a course for brighter days. Find the second star I'm soaring. Then straight into the morning, I know that I'll be fine. Son of Peter Pan was right. Day feel like a blur now. Still feel 18, but I'm burnt out. So I daydream of what it could be if I turn back time to a storyline where my mom ran me a tale where a couple keys, one girl and a sailor met a boy in green. I thought it'd be me, but I guess that dream wasn't meant to be. Like, ooh, fairy tales are not the truth. What am I supposed to do? I guess Peter Pan was right. Growing up's a waste of time. So I think I'll fly away. Set a course for brighter days. Find the second star I'm soaring. Then straight into the morning, I know that I'll be fine. Son of Peter Pan was right. And I don't care if I never land. Cause the distant sky's always better than my life right now. And the place I am, so for one last time, I guess Peter Pan. I guess Peter Pan is right. Growing up's a waste of time. So I think I'll fly away. Set a course for brighter days. Find the second star I'm soaring. Then straight into the morning, I know that I'll be fine. Cause I know Peter Pan is right.
第一周欢迎回来，推荐这首歌有两个理由，第一个歌曲真的好听，第二个就是推荐这首歌的可友真的非常有礼貌，我相信您平时在生活当中应该也是一位言行得体的人，感谢您推荐好歌。好了，接下来是学习的环节了，小可友们呢应该注意到了，咱们的考试阅读题有的时候呀，它会在最后一道题里面用这个名言警句让你概括文章的主旨，如果你连这些句子都没见过，那你肯定就选不出正确的答案了。所以呢，今天要带着大家去看一些考试有可能会遇到的英语名言警句。咱们先来看啊，今天 Linda 给你准备的第一句。 工欲善其事，必先利其器。说的是呀，这个工人想要做好工作，先要什么？把他的工具给磨锋利。他比喻的是，要做好一件事情，准备工作非常重要。咱们看一下英文怎么讲。Sharp tools make good work. Sharp tools make good work. Sharp, 它是形容词，表示锋利的，尖的意思。看一下啊， Sharp tools make good work.来看下面一句，人不可貌相，海水不可斗量。人不可貌相， Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't 表示祈使句，不要做什么。 Don't judge, judge 判断是动词，判断或者评判。 Don't judge a book, 不要去判断一本书。通过什么来判断呢？ By its cover, 注意一下介词 by 是通过什么什么。 Cover, cover 表示封面的意思啊，封面。Don't judge a book by its cover. 人不可貌相哦，不能以貌取人。好，来看下面一句。Cease to struggle and you cease to live. 生命不止，奋斗不息。注意一下这个动词 cease, cease, C-E-A-S-E, cease, 表示终止结束的意思。Cease to struggle and you cease to live. 生命不止，奋斗不息，这个写作文的时候是可以用到的。非常励志的一句话。看下一句。抱最好的希望，做最坏的打算。Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Hope for 什么什么，希望什么什么 ，the best 就是抱最好的希望。But 但是 prepare for the worst， 但是呢要做最坏的打算，最坏的准备。再来看 ，What pains us trains us， 使我们痛苦的这些东西。会真正的锻造我们，锤炼我们。What pains us trains us， 注意一下这个 pain， 它是动词的，表示使我们痛苦。那这个 what pains us， 它是一个主语从句，记住了，这一个句子它作为主语啊。再往下看 ，Keep on going， I never give up， 这个也可以用在写作当中啊，表示勇往直前，绝不放弃。注意一下 ，keep on doing something 表示坚持做什么事情，持续做什么事情，继续做什么事情。Keep on going and never give up， 勇往直前吧，绝不要放弃。再来看，行动胜于言语 ，actions speak louder than words。这个比喻的就是有些人他只是说，然后根本没有行动，那这个时候就可以用 actions speak louder than words。我们说实干才是最重要的，而不是口头在那边呱呱呱的夸夸其谈。好，下面一句 Justice has long arms， 正义有着非常长的手臂。这句什么意思？天网恢恢，疏而不漏。注意一下 Justice 表示名词，公正、公平、正义。咱们听一个例句。 He only wants freedom, justice and equality， 他只要自由、公正和平等。好，咱们接下来做一道练习题，看一下啊。先听中文，永远不要以书的封面去判断这个书的内容，因为封面可是会让你上当的，有可能会让你上当。那看一下这个填空题，前面是空格，后面 For a cover can fool you， 这空格填什么？ Don't judge a book by its cover， 不要以这个书的封面去判断这本书的内容，也就是人不可貌相。 Don't judge a book by its cover。 好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，感谢各位的收听和陪伴。如果您喜欢 Linda， 可以关注我，爱你们，咱们下期见。